All right, Bowling for Kids coming up a couple weeks away. Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard and your WTO 11 weather. Enjoy more sunshine today. High around 65. Very lovely. We'll have that. And we welcome in from CMC. We've got Stacey Shaw and Jennifer Hammond. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing with the time change?
Trying to adjust, but doing well. The sunshine is very helpful.
Yes.
Yeah, that does help.
Yes.
Yeah.
It tends to brighten your spirits a little bit. Yeah.
I was driving down South Main last night and saw a guy mowing.
Oh,
push mower. Can you believe that?
That's a little eager. My husband was in the yard yesterday too, but he was more picking up the leftover leaves.
Yes. Some sticks and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
You know. That's like a little too early.
I always tell him once you start that first mow,
you're in trouble.
You know.
You know, the neighbors are looking out.
That's,
I'm like, what's that guy doing?
That's right.
The competition begins.
Yeah, right. So here we go. Is this right? 42nd annual now? Bowling for Kids?
Is. All right. 42. So yes, April 5th and 6th this year. So we're super excited to be back at Sportsman's Lanes and to be kicking off another year in celebration of all mentoring things.
So are we going to go dark again? You know, it was with the solar eclipse last year.
Yes, we did that with the solar eclipse last year. I don't think we'll be dark this year, unless there's special requests from people that come in. But going back to more traditional, however, we may be throwing in a few fun things like hit down the special pin or something like that. So we're kicking a little bit of that around to throw a little bit of excitement into each one of the games.
So it's a big fundraiser for Children's Mentoring Connection. Going on a long time, and I've been an announcer there for I don't know how many years. I can't remember.
Yes, longer than I've been there. So you can certainly tell us best. What is your favorite thing about Bowling for Kids? I'll turn the questions.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not used to that. So the questions. Oh, it's just you're there for a good cause and raising money, and it doesn't take a lot of time because, you know, that's the thing about bowling. You know, sometimes they take a little too much time. The team atmosphere, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yes, so. And we're excited to be getting back to having a full bowling alley for each one of our shifts. So we have three shifts on each day, so Saturday and Sunday. We do have one that's full already, so don't wait. So you can get your team registered. There are still spots, but the 11 o'clock on Saturday is full. So we hope to pack the lanes. And even if you're just coming to support other bowlers, there's a lot of fun that happens during those couple hours for each shift. Anything from get your raffle tickets. We're going to have some great raffle baskets this year to door prizes, 50-50 drawings, all of those things that just really, we love seeing the community come together. And I think one of the things that's special about that event is the fact that it's for everyone. So it can be a team of neighbors. It can be a team of friends. It can be family. It can be a team of coworkers. We have many businesses that come back year after year to be able to support us at this event.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's the good thing. See the same folks there supporting everything. Jennifer, what do you got? Need some help? Volunteers or...
Oh,
bowlers.
Well, yeah, we need teams. That's the big thing. Yep, we really need folks to get together and you know, get that team together and come out and bowl and enjoy the fun atmosphere and, you know, see what our organization's all about. You know, it's a fun day. Like Stacy said, there's three shifts each day. One is full, but it's a short amount of time out of your schedule to come out and support a great cause.
That's right, 42nd annual. And April 5th and 6th this year out at Sportsman. So where can we sign up? How do we do that?
At cmchancock.org. cmchancock.org/events.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. cmhancock.org/events.
Yes.
There you go. Excellent. Anything else?
Nope, we're always looking for volunteers. You know, I'll get that in there for our mentoring program.
Oh, yeah.
So
yes.
We've got, I think I got about six boys right now waiting and a few more coming on. So we would love to get them matches, just really great opportunities to hang out with kids.
Very good. Bowling for Kids in April. Get your team together for that. Stacy and Jen, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.